Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, this morning, he is not the plastic man. He is the man of steel. Steel shot, because he's out there chasing teal. And, Ryan, I'm not expecting a big report from you based on everything I've heard this morning. What's going on out there?
Well, I didn't go.
Wow, it's got to be bad if you didn't go.
All week, and I didn't see enough teal to compensate the hunters that are out there. So I didn't want to take up a spot when I had all the boys hunting, you know, with customers. So I stayed home, and I'm not hearing much shooting, buddy. I mean, it's, you know, my theory is the same one I've had for years, is when you get a big high pressure in the country, if it can steer a hurricane, it can steer a teal, you know. And we've been having that east wind for a couple of weeks, and it just steered everything to the west. I mean, the west is covered up. Texas and west Louisiana are covered in birds, and we have nothing. I mean, this is the lowest amount of teal I might have ever saw.
Well, that's kind of what the report is saying. And, you know, I'm wondering if anybody gets a teal this morning, inspect it for some Saharan dust. Maybe that Sahara dust is doing something to them, keeping them away. Huh?
No, we just had that big high pressure over the country for the last week or two, and we're having big east winds, you know, and if it could push a ship and if it could push a hurricane, it could push a flock of ducks, you know, in the long term. It might not push them right away, but it's going to push them in the long term as the long flight comes. So not good, buddy. Not good.
Well, what about the fishing? I guess after they come back from the quick teal hunt, they can grab the rods and go do some casting.
Yep, that's what we're going to do. And the trout are showing up a little early. You know, usually it's another week or so, but trout are starting to show up a little bit. A lot of little trout are coming in, too. So that's the migration starting inside. Redfish are good. You know, it's going to be good. Everything on the short rigs are good right now. I mean, you catch it all. So it's really good.
Yeah, and the wedge is really working its way up. I understand the Corps is getting ready to put the berms in, you know, to block the saltwater intrusion from getting upriver.
Yeah, because it's 2.8 right now, and it's going to be 2.1 or something like that by the end of, you know, in about 2 or 3 weeks. So, yeah, it's going to be a nice fall for that. And, I mean, there's tons of food. I mean, the food for ducks are great. I mean, the chickweed is everywhere. Duck potatoes have multiplied twofold again this year. So it ought to be fabulous when a duck shows up.
That's like I said, the table and the party's been set and nobody's showing up, but they're coming. All right, I got this question. Somebody wanted me to ask you if you knew who it was that dumped all the giant garfish carcasses at the Fort Jackson launch area. Disgusting. Man, that's terrible when people do that, huh?
These old boys, I think they're from Opelousas. I've been seeing them all week setting their jugs, and they clean it right there, and they dump all the heads right there. One of my boys got it all wrapped up in his prop yesterday and had to put his boat back up. Yeah, I know who it is. I don't know him by name. I know who it is. You know, I see the truck out there every day. So,
Man, you need to take some license plate pictures and some boat number pictures and You know, I can think of a lot of things they could do for punishment for those guys. Put them on trash trucks all over and pick up that guy. There's nothing nastier than rotten fish in the heat with maggots all over them. Let me tell you.
They dump it right at the launch, too.
Yeah, they do it intentionally. Yeah, right. Just to aggravate people. That's.
Well, they launch.
You don't want those people.
So I think it's lack of common sense is what it is. You know, and they say that's not as common as it used to be, that common sense.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't take a whole lot of sense not to dump rotten fish into a launch, that's for sure. Well, hope things change down there, and we'll keep it up to date. We'll be talking to you next Saturday, and that'll be wrapping it up. You know, it'll be over with by the end of next week.
We got a little bit of a front coming during the week, so maybe we'll get a northwest wind and push something this way.
Hopefully it'll happen. Well, at least we got the fish to back it up with.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's even enjoyable getting out there and watching the shorebirds and the whistlers and the wood ducks and all the other stuff out there.
Oh, I love it. There's plenty of wood ducks and mottled ducks by the score. So, you know, it's beautiful out there. You know, I hunted alligators all week, so I enjoy my time in the marsh. But fishing's good. The water's clear. You can sight fish. It's going to be good.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a sunrise in the marsh, no matter what's going on. Well, Ryan, good luck to you guys. Hopefully it turns around, and we'll be in touch.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you.
All righty. CajunFishingAdventures.com, or you can call him at 504-559-5111, and he will answer the phone, I promise you, no matter what he's doing. All right, we come back after this. We headed out west. Talk to Captain Kirk. He's my salvation. This is where most of the birds were spotted. He told me during the week he thought it might be a little bit later in the morning because they generally start the shooting in the rice field area, and then the birds move from the rice fields to the marshes where he'll be set up. So we'll see how that's working out. And we also got the Fishing Freak 504. He fished the ponds of South Pass in Venice last weekend. Did not see one duck. Not one duck in Venice. Is that even possible? Whew, that's bad. All right, we'll be back with Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun, right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.